USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is getting blasted from his own party after his trip to Saudi Arabia.
A leader of that country who was involved in the murder of a Washington Post journalist. I don't think that that type of government should be rewarded with a visit by the president.
Senator Bernie Sanders appearing on ABC's This Week, the Vermont Independent voicing his opposition to the president's visit to the Middle East, the Saudi crown prince telling Biden he would not be increasing oil production in his country. A new report says there were multiple failures in the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The report shows nearly 400 officers at the shooting failed to prioritize saving lives and let inexperienced school district police lead the response. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.